I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. I love going out for coffee on the far side of town. No one here pays attention to me. They didn't notice how I fell getting out of my car because my scarf was stuck in the door and I walked away before realizing it. Typical me. At school though, people are waiting for my clumsiness to bring them their laugh of the day, but not here. Here I'm meek and cute. Totally unnoticeable. Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I didn't notice that I was walking into someone that all eyes were on me, or that the lady I bumped into just robbed the place. She pulled my hair into her fist and put the cold metal tip of her gun next to my temple. I am really just so sorry, I said. While still holding my hair, she took a small step back and looked me up and down. Are you scared? She whispered. Not anymore, I said as I looked to the left, because that isn't a real gun. She moved her arm quickly, causing me to jump back in a fright and squeeze my eyes closed. I was afraid I'd feel what I wasn't entirely sure was a fake gun, and luckily, it was only the slight sting of her hand. Going across my face and making me stumble back into the cabinet that held the creamers and sugar. The woman turned to grab the tip jar near the cash registers and ran out. There were so many feelings coursing through me that I couldn't bear to look back at her, or anyone else for that matter. Once the employees and other customers were sure she was really gone, they began calling 911 and others ran to their cars. Can't say that I blame them. One man, though, came to put his arm around me. You were so brave, he said as he was holding me close. And I could feel his chin hairs move against the top of my head as he spoke. Are you okay? I wasn't sure how to respond. I felt dizzy with adrenaline and excitement. I held on to him so that I didn't fall. Yes, sir, I'm fine, just shocked is all. I come here often, but I don't think I've ever seen you. I'm John. Oh, I've seen John. He's recently divorced and comes in once, sometimes twice a day, and chats with anyone interested in small talk. He's always been around me. I've always been someone who fills up space, but that doesn't garner so much as a quick gaze when people scan the room. I'm just a background extra, and everyone around here doesn't even notice it. And John never noticed me because of that. And now I'm a girl he will never completely forget. He will someday forget precisely what I look like, but he will remember my reaction to this coffee shop robbery. And he will wrongly remember what he said to me and how I responded. But he will remember that there was a girl who bumped into him during a robbery at Beanie's Brew when he tells the story to people trying to sound cool and heroic. Police sirens get closer, and John walks outside to wave them down. A few others follow him as if they were stuck on an island and he was their way to freedom. I could tell he sort of liked that. That's when I felt the light vibration of my phone and opened it to a text from the redhead that just robbed the store. The text read, I love these kinds of games. You were so good and believable this time. I almost wanted to call a timeout to make sure you knew it was just me. I responded with, this was fun. The cops are almost here, so I'm going to sneak out in the crowd so I don't get any questions this time. Then what she replied back made me truly feel like I needed to hold on to something before I passed out. By the way, there's a guy who wants in on the fun. We are meeting him for dinner tonight. He's newly single and his name is John. Who is this guy? I saw him check his phone and look back at me. And I knew he was asking himself the same question. Who am I? Thank you. Hey, y'all. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. Want more thriller, suspense, and horror? Check out badalibibookbox.com. It's a monthly thriller subscription box that has a recently released novel, short stories you can be paid to write, and 3 to 5 goodies. Check it out at badalibibookbox.com, and we'll see you right here next Wednesday.